chapter 28 of the Be Positive, I'll explain Darian, of the Be Positive Chicago Stories podcast. I'm Dario, he's Darian. Let's get into the subscription. If you like us, go subscribe and listen to us on all these platforms. we got Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Google, Stitcher, Radio Public. Yeah. I got it wrong. I got it wrong.
What'd you say?
Man, bro. I was trying to say Stitcher. I should have just stopped. You know what's crazy? I looked at the shit and I was like, you know what? I'm going to leave it alone. But then I was like, no, man, just go and say it. Man. Hey. Here we go again. Another record.
Put it on the board, bro. You tripping.
Nah, dog, man. You know what it is? I'm going to stop reading it because the last 2 weeks I've been feeling myself. I was feeling myself with the intro. God, and then, like, you know what threw me off this week? All right, so I'm going to tell you, because I saw your face, and you probably like, what the hell is the intro? So check it out. I reorganized my computer, and when I reorganized, I moved the file from one file to the next, and it just stopped. You know what I mean? Like, it's not there in the same file, so the system don't know where to pull from. And so when I went to click, I was like, oh, shit. We don't have an intro this week.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
So, like, yeah, that's a cold open, man. Like, that's very weird. I can't let that happen again. That's very weird. I get hyped over it, man. Like, look, hey, I'm trying to get in touch with the people online, man. This is crazy, bro.
I'm like, man, like, I didn't hear no countdown, nothing.
Yeah, bro.
I'm like, yeah. Oh, okay, well.
Bro, I was looking for it. I was like, oh, shit. And you know what happened? When we live, we can't talk like how we talk, man. So, God. We've been there. We've been there before.
You was all on here last week going crazy. the hits, why we got no Cubs jerseys this week.
Yeah, that's right. You know, hey.
Last week.
That's right. You see us? We out here repping.
Last week, you was all on here like, I don't even want to say the explicit words that you were saying.
Hey, I was just talking about, I don't care what they mama say. That's all. That's all.
Hey, I thought you was drunk.
No.
Like, damn.
Oh, shit. That's the thing. Look, I ain't got my drink. Bruh, Darian, I got something to tell you, man. And for everybody that's watching and that's follow us, I'm back on the Truly kick, bro. I'm back on the Truly kick. Hold on. Hear me out. The white can Truly. Oh, snap. I done fucked around and made a concoction, boy. Professor X over here. So check it out. Let me tell you what it is, man. White people already probably know this trick, but I'm new to it. You take a can, white can of Truly, all right? All you do, take some vodka, all right? Take some vodka, put some vodka in there. Throw a little Mio on that. Throw a little Mio on it. You know what I mean? Throw a little Mio, bro, and you good. I'm telling you, you got yourself a nice little drinky drink, man. I'm telling you.
Hey, man. I worry about you, man.
What?
I'm worried about you.
Hey, look, I had them cans of Truly sitting in my refrigerator for about a month and a half now. And I was like, we got to figure this out. You know, black people don't let shit go to waste like that. So I was like, we're going to figure this out. What we got in here is what I did. And I was like, you know what? Let's go ahead and put this thing together, man. I done made the Powerpuff Girls, boy. I'm telling you. You know?
Man, look. All right, man. Well, I mean, hey, look. If we lobby in again for you to become a Truly sponsor, then it is what it is.
I'm good on the sponsorship. No, we're not back on the sponsorship. I might have it every now and then. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still got Jack Daniels. That's my thing. You know what I'm saying? So. Hey, you know, I'm not on that. I'm not fully on it, but I'm telling people it's really good, bro. It's really good.
I'm not fully on it, but I'm truly on it.
I'm trying. look at, maybe I am back on this. Oh, that was fire. That was fire.
I'm truly on it,
man. Bro, hey, look, how your week been going, man? What's been up, man? Talk to me. Talk to the people. Well, do you want to do the... You want to do the thing, you tell the people how you been, and then find out who the hell is in the group chat?
Man, I was about to just say that first. Like, It's 8 people watching, man.
Hey.
I don't know who it is.
Man, I know who it is.
Say hi.
We got some people in there. Hey, your sister in there. Your sister is in? Yeah.
Which one? Where we at?
I'm on
Be Positive podcast page.
Oh, I'm on the production page. Oh, shit, my bad.
You on the production page?
Yeah,
okay. I mean, I can zip to the production page.
Yeah. I'm on the production page. You know, we got, let's see, who else in here, man? Look.
Who on the production page?
I got, you know, Daryl's daddy is in here. What's happening to Daryl Norman Sr.? What's going on? How you doing?
Big D, what's going on? What's happening?
Slow down, pause. Slow down. Slow down. We got Jenny is on here. What's going on, Jenny? Hey,
what's up, Jenny from the block?
Jenny?
What's up, Sissy? I see
what's
you.
What's happening?
Lewis?
We out here. It's good to connect with our peoples like this, man. Look, I can't even. I'm trying to share the shit, and I can't even do it.
It's 10 people in here. Right,
yeah, we don't catch a vibe. We don't catch a vibe.
It's live today.
Yeah, it's live. We super live, and we late. I love being late, man. We ultra black. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ultra black.
Shout out to Nas, man.
You know, shout out to Nas, ultra black. That's like my favorite song of the year so far, man. I don't know. It should just hit me, ultra black.
Yeah, it hit different. He dropped that. That was at the right time.
That was at the right time. We needed that, man. We needed that. A lot of it, man. I need it. Tomorrow, whenever y'all listen to this, man, just know after this podcast, the day after this podcast, I will be in Kenosha, Wisconsin. So, I got a show out there, my brother. I'm good, bro. We're going to make the people of Kenosha laugh, the good people of Kenosha. I mean, I guess, whatever. I'm going to make some motherfuckers laugh.
Dare you wear a Trump hat there and stuff on that shit on stage.
Bro, I'm not. I could no, not. Just, no. No. Hey, look. Hey, I live by the same thing. I ain't about to tempt fate, bro. I ain't about to chance nothing, bro. Like, we good. I'm good on that, man, because, look, we're going to be outnumbered anyway. I mean, look, you got a black and a Middle Eastern girl going up there to Wisconsin. You know what I'm saying? That's it. We the car stacked today against us.
Just be careful, man. Do what you do. Make them laugh.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's cool, man. It's white nothing. People usually like you.
Yeah, you know, I got that white appeal.
White people usually, you know what I'm saying? They usually like you. I look like a threat sometimes.
Stop. So, it depends on what...
I might be a little darker.
Yeah. You a little darker. You a little darker.
I'm a little darker.
Your beard is more fuller too. You know what I'm saying? Like mine.
Yeah.
My shit.
I'm a little thicker too.
Nah. Yeah. See, I only
the big motherfuckers, you know.
I only look intimidating when I got a certain shirt on, and depending on which clothes I got on. You know what I'm saying? Like that's when I look like, all right, don't fuck with him. When I go in all...
No. But see, you fit, though.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm saying? Yeah.
Fit people are more inviting. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to, like, just...
That show we got discipline, huh?
I walk around my building with my stomach out and shit. People like, oh, yeah. He ready to get into something. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how it be.
Yeah, he ready to get into something. It's a wrap.
Ready to get into something. Man, don't, you know, both. That motherfucker's already ready to get into something.
Don't stop it. You know? Stop it. Don't. You don't kicking it off like that. You kicking it off.
I'm just saying, look, I'm being honest.
Hey.
I am, you know how thick with like a couple of C's be?
Thick? No. You ain't thick with a couple of C's. That's not the thick that we want to be, right? That's not the.
Hey, look, man. Motherfucker's like. I had to jump to put my jeans on.
Stop, man. You know? Come on. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Come on, my man. Look, all in front of company, acting up again. Here we go. Here we go, acting up in front of company. I like it, though. I like it.
Man, we here, man.
Hey, it's been good, man.
How you been?
I had a really good week, man. Really good week. I had some good meetings. Some really good meetings, my brother. You know, like it's I can't say nothing yet. But if y'all watching, if y'all listening, wherever you're listening, just see me in November.
If you watching. Start speculating.
Start speculating. If y'all been paying.
Speculating.
Yeah.
All you people out there around the city, I'm like, damn, they be moving fast. Ariel be on some other shit. Positive Productions is a force. start speculating. Zadies. I'll tell you the place. Start speculating.
Hey man, look. That's all we got to say. Look, y'all come see me October 8th. Y'all come see your boy, man. Found us some good news, man. The show that I'm on sold the most tickets so far. Just saying. I'm just saying.
Hey, listen. Let me tell y'all something.
Yes, sir.
Tickets, $3.
$3.
Show ass out there.
$3.
Show up. Listen, T positive. Gonna be in the building.
Oh, we out here. You know what I'm saying? We out here, bro.
Yeah, we out here. So I'm gonna tell you, T positive gonna be in the building and we're gonna shut it down.
Yeah. That's yeah. It. We gonna shut that
My
shit
boy
down.
About to go and blaze the stage up with no gasoline.
No gasoline. Just pure adrenaline. You know what I'm saying? Just pure adrenaline, boy. Y'all know my style, man. If y'all anybody that's seen my comedy show, if you ever seen me host, you ever seen me do anything, man, y'all know what y'all about to get. Come out there to Zany's. If you listen to this before October 8th, we got just under a month. Y'all just come on, man. It's gonna be a good time. It's my debut, so you know I'm about to get your popcorn ready. I'm about to go crazy, man. About to go crazy, bro. Shit. I wish I could tell y'all the other stuff, but we'll get to that later, man. Darian, you talk to me. You know, yeah. Hey, tell me how you feel, man. Shout out to Sean Campbell. I know he out there, man. I see you, Sean. I'm on the production page, but I got the podcast page up. I just want to say hi, man. Darian, how you doing, my brother? My bad.
It's all good, bro. I'm straight. It's been a good week. Nothing
That's good.
Too crazy.
Good.
You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to see my son after a little bit. I still don't want to get into why, but I'm ready to see my son after a little bit.
Good.
It's been about a week and a half or so. So I'm ready to see my boy.
Good.
I get him tomorrow morning.
Good.
So I'm gonna throw him around a little bit.
Good.
Other than that, man, I'm great. We ironed out things with the Urban League.
Yes.
So we can do better.
Man.
We about to get out here and bless these kids, man. We got a couple of things going on with the Urban League too.
Yes.
It's gonna be fun.
Yeah,
it's
we got
a good time.
Yeah, we get to meet with them on the 26th, right? We get to meet with them on the 26th and talk about what we did, man. Hey, shout out to Jitsiri for making us have an impromptu meetup, and we was up till 1 o'clock in the morning, stuffing supplies, getting it all ready for the shorties. We got about 130 bags. Kits ready for the kids, so that's dope. Our first event, man. Our first kind of like under our own whatever. It's a hard thing to explain, but bro, I like the fact that we were able to do this, man. It's a good feeling, man. It's a really good feeling.
Yeah. Also, too, we threw a little tease out there for the Young Artist Showcase.
Yep. Yep.
Go ahead and talk to
them
about it a little bit.
Look, man, we do a lot of things for the comics of the city. We do a lot of things for the artists of the city. But we don't forget about the kids. We own this right now, man. Like that's the new trend right now. We supporting the younger audience. So what we got is the Young Artist Showcase. So whatever it is, spoken word, poetry, music, comedy, and whatever you want to do. If you're a young artist out there, if you got a young artist out there, tell them to come find We Can Do Better, Be Positive Productions, and introduce us to them. Let us change information, and we'll make sure you get us on. We'll get you on stage. We got some fun stuff. Locations is what we're planning to kind of be at and do the same thing that we do with all of our other shows, but just for the young artists, man. So I know Darian is excited. Jasiri is excited. Everybody's excited about it. I'm excited about it, man. It's a dope thing. It's not all about just us. It's we doing back for the youth too, man. So,
yeah, we here, man.
We here.
Shout out to you, Rami, Eunice, and Stokes last night. Laughs for LeBron.
People, it's a joke.
Yeah,
it's a joke.
That was Dario's joke.
It's a joke, people.
Dario's joke. But laughs for Lebanon. Went on virtually last night with Eli. With the homie Eli, I'm not gonna mess up his last name because I'm not getting a tick on my counter. you can double back and watch that on Eli's Live, man. It was a very lit show. The homies went through and crushed it. Rami and Eunice was in the drive-thru grabbing McDonald's. So it was a good time, man. It was a good time. Definitely a vibe.
It's a good time, man. Yeah, that was a fun show, man. Able to give back. I don't know the final numbers, but it's good to be a part of anything that's giving back to people. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the brand, and we sticking to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what we doing. We own that. You know what? I want to talk to our guest because he's very socially active. You know, is what I'll say, and we'll get into it in a little bit. But you know what, Darian? As I think about this transition, you know how much I hate this damn sponsorship. Because of what I said at the top of the show, I don't think I got the sponsorship either. I don't think I got that. So here's what we're going to do.
All right,
child. Here's what we're going to do. I put it up there. I put it up here right now so people can see the counter. At the start of the show was 3-3. Obviously, I took one in the early stages. So it's 4-3 now.
Again.
Earlier than the last one. So we don't have a transition. I'm a fan of these cold ass transitions. Let me see. Yeah, no, man, I was right. We do not have a sponsorship clip. I know where it is. I just didn't put two and two together when I moved shit around on my computer. Very weird situation. So we are doing this very cold. Only thing that we got is hot right now. We just gonna get into it. I edit all this shit out, man. Fancy way.
The only thing we got hot right now is gonna be the guests.
That's it. And that's all we need. That's all we need, man.
We gonna be fresh.
Yes, sir.
This dude's background is like, you be want to upgrade my background for the podcast now? I got my bed in the background.
Hey,
great.
Hey, nothing shit. You know, it's the God of War over here.
Man, for real. This is one of my homies, man. One of my youngest, the young king. I always call him Young Bull.
So yes, sir.
I'm looking forward.
Hey, he on the screen now. I just brought him in early. Fuck it. He here.
Yeah,
I brought him in. He here.
Hey, Double,
he here. What's happening? I'm Warsante.
Yo, what's going on?
What's
my best, man? Y'all hilarious.
My boy, A Double. How you feeling, baby boy?
Man, I'm feeling good. Thank you guys for having me on, man. I really appreciate it. I've been watching for a minute, actually. I have. Y'all are absolutely hilarious. So I appreciate it being on.
Thank you, my brother. We love having you on here, man. We appreciate you spending some time with us this evening, man. I'm Juan Asante, everybody. If you didn't catch the name, I know it's on the screen there. But I'm Juan. If you can, this is my first time meeting you. This is your first time talking to the people here. Let us know who is Anwar Asante.
Yeah, for sure. What's going on, guys? I would call myself an entrepreneur first. I'm running a couple different businesses and doing my thing with that. But I'm also a creative, so I'm shooting a lot of videos. I'm photography, just kind of got my hands in a bunch of different things, creating content, having fun with social media and building brands, and I'm also a YouTuber, so
okay.
I got a YouTube channel. It's just first and last name, Anwar Asante. We're talking all about men's fashion, but really we just want to kind of be a resource to sort of help us young guns sort of build confidence and just kind of get the most that they can out of life by just having a personal brand that they feel like really truly represents them and can open doors for them and opportunities. So yeah, man, that's me in a nutshell, just kind of having fun, shit, creating content, building brands, doing my thing on social media, and just all the while smiling and laughing while I'm doing it.
Look at you. Brother got it together.
Hey, man, listen, let me tell y'all a little something, man. Let me tell y'all, get a little background on my boy Anwar, man. So Anwar was, he used to work for me, and he used to work with me, and I remember my first time meeting this brother. He walked in on this interview and he was suited and booted. You know what I'm saying? And you know, if you know where I work, then you know where I work. So, you know, people gonna come in with a certain type of swagger about the certain type of professionalism because they just know, like,
that's the level.
This place is, yeah, this is the right level of the luxury the brand I'm dealing with here. Yeah, but then you see my black ass.
All right, so stop. Get out of here. Get out of here.
But when I'm sitting down with people, man, I'm real on myself. I've always been real. I've always been myself. Dario, you don't know me for years, so, you know, I pride myself. And one of the things I always say is I'm the realest in the room. You know what I mean? I don't change. I don't switch up for nothing. You know, I can adapt to different things, but I'm not switching who I am. But what my first impression of Anwar was, man, this brother got it together. You know what I mean? And sometimes it's people are what they are on the outside, and then when you get to the meat and potatoes of it, you find out, like, that was just a front. So it's always skeptical within interviews when you're interviewing people because you know that they're coming in trying to sell themselves, so you don't know if this is the real person or if this is a fabricated version of this person. Right. But I know within 5 minutes of meeting you, if I'm a rock with you or not, if I'm a hire you or not, you know? So Anwar just struck me as, and I'm like, he got it together. Dig in, ask him a couple personal questions. And when he started spitting, you know, what he liked personally and what kind of person he was, I was like, yeah, this brother, he got a good head on his shoulders. And we don't have multiple conversations.
Appreciate that.
You already know why. We don't have multiple conversations about life, about everything. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I'm happy to have you on, man. I'm excited. It's like, man, a big bro, like seeing you flourish. And when the YouTube channel came to be, I was like, oh, man, this look good. He got good content. Like, he's doing his passion. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Man. Yeah. It's happy. It's good for me to see Darian. It's happy, man. Like, so now you got me hyped, even more hyped up. I'm like, hey, what the hell? I wish I'm about to make up a story about Anwar. Man, look, hey, man. Me and this nigga way back, bro. Like, I remember, boy, when he was like this, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like,
I used to change his diet.
You know what I'm saying? Now he done blew up, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit, all right. But on that, I do want, because you're talking about the YouTube channel that you run, Anwar, and I want to get to some exciting news that you got about the YouTube channel. But first, I want to know, how did that come about? When did you start it? And what's the process like, man? How did that come about, man? Talk to us.
Absolutely. I'll break it down for you and kind of give you the real story, but make it a little shorter. You know, I had always been really interested in YouTube, you know. And when I say I'd always been, I mean, like, back when nobody was really on YouTube. I'm saying I'm a sixth grader, I'm a young kid, always in the tech. You know, my dad came in the house one day. We had, like, a home computer, you know.
Yeah.
He got this, like, big monitor to plug into the PC. And I would just take that over. I come home from school, I sit in front of this computer, and I was just consuming YouTube content. But more so than that, I was really into fashion, and I really wanted to kind of grow that. I remember a point in my life in sixth grade where I was really crushing on the eighth grade, you know, ladies. I really wanted to be older girls, and I just... You know, man, women were a big motivator for me personally.
They ain't big motivator for a lot of people.
I just wanted to get my swag up. You know what I'm saying? I really did. I mean, I always had a mentality for how I could dress or how I wanted to dress. And it was just more of having a really supportive mom. I would have a conversation with her like, you know, oh, what do you think about this outfit or that outfit? And I just thought it was really interesting that, you know, how open she was.
Yeah.
I was literally on the computer. There was a website. It was called lookbook.nu. This was a foreign website.
Okay. .nu.
This was based in the Netherlands.
Okay.
This was before Instagram was a thing, and you could just swipe through and look at fits and sneakers and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm on this site, and I'm watching fashion bloggers, right? Back, there wasn't no Instagram.
Right.
They weren't influencers. They had a blog. You had to go to their website.
And look at it. Look the shit manually.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can go to Google on the computer, hit the home button on the little Google, you know what I'm saying?
Break it down to these little young kids. They don't know.
Google, it would take you to my favorite fashion blog, onedapperstreet.com.
Yeah.
Right? German dude. He had a real big nose and everything. But he looked crazy.
Fully kitted, huh?
I got down on him because it was dapper and street. And I just liked that he had that, like, switch-up game. He was in a suit.
Yeah.
Then he was in, like, some ripped jeans and some sneakers, and he was fresh. I'd be like, Mom, look at how he put this scarf together. Look
yeah.
At, look where the belt just put the whole outfit together.
Whole thing is
Mom,
nice.
Look, he got the backpack with it, and he's fresh. You know, my mother saw the excitement.
Yeah.
And she was like, come on, let's go to the mall. And I was like, really?
Shit.
And, you know, she was like, you know, are you into this? Are you into that? Oh, let me show you. You could take this shirt and you can, like, tuck it in your belt. Oh, you could throw this sweater over it and write some. I was curious and I was reading up, just really obsessed. Coming home from school every day, kind of developing my fashion IQ, if you will.
Yeah.
And my mom's was really supportive, and we was going to my closet, and anytime we bought something, come home, go try everything on.
Wow.
Right? She would sit on the couch upstairs. I would go up to my room, put on the first fit that we, you know, picked out and bought together. She's like, ooh, and I come downstairs and I model it. She's like, mm-hmm. Oh, I like that. You know, ooh, try it with that cardigan sweater you got, the gray one. Yeah. Like, get the gray sweater in it. Right? You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I was really building my IQ, you know what I'm saying, from a fashion standpoint. And I was just loving it. And I was also getting really obsessed with these fashion bloggers.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I saw the development. They went from lookbook.nu to their own blogs to Instagram to YouTube.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is dope. Then I started seeing the business behind it. Oh, they getting blued out. They on a boat with other fashion bloggers for a new cologne launch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For whatever brand.
It look good.
I really like this, and I wanted to get I just kind of wanted to have a stab at it. So from a very young age, sixth grade, middle school, high school, I had really wanted a YouTube channel. I never started it.
Dang.
I never started it.
Dang. And you had all the tools, man. You had all the tools. You was built for it.
I talk to people about it all the time too. Man, like, oh man, I really want to do that. I really like talking about fashion. I love this content. I want to watch it. I want to make it now. And what was happening, I started seeing that there was, like, everybody was kind of producing the same content.
Yeah.
I also started feeling like, you know what? My favorite content is the ones that's really high quality. The ones that feels produced, it feel like a movie, or they got, like, all of this extra stuff going on and ain't nobody else doing.
Right.
I said, I really, really like that. And so, ultimately, I said, when I start my channel, I want to have, like, this really high quality. I want to be 4K and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I let that kind of be a barrier for me not to start.
Yeah. So
I said,
that's smart.
I got to get my camera skills up.
Mm.
My audio equipment together, or I gotta learn how to, like, take photos, like how they be taking photos.
Right.
And I just kind of let that sort of be a crutch from preventing me to start. And ultimately, I had a positive mindset on it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, oh, I don't know how to work a camera, so I can't do it. It was, well, let me get a camera, learn how to use that camera, get good at that camera, and then I'll start it.
Man.
So I will say it was like a pro and a con situation. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Where I felt like you lucky don't need a high quality camera to get started.
Nah, you
get
don't.
Started with your phone or whatever you got.
Yep.
But I also will say, so that was the negative of it, that I just felt like I couldn't start it unless I had, like, that 4K HD stuff.
Right.
And then on the flip side, it was kind of positive because it didn't deter me.
No.
Instead, it made me say, let me go put my head down and learn how to do this shit, or this stuff, or however we're doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You can curse. You can curse, bro.
Yeah, do
we curse all the fucking time.
Okay. I just needed the green light.
The green light. Green light. You know what go. Man? Fully go. Cuss your ass off. You know, get the point. You get the fucking point. Matter of fact, this whole time, just to let you know where we at, my titty itch. Because I've been sitting here this whole time, And then, I've been trying to like hide this itch. Let me go ahead and get this motherfucker right now. Shit. This is all right. There, you feel you got the green light, my brother. Go ahead.
This one, say my titty itch. Oh my God, he loose tonight.
Man.
No, okay.
man, you know, I just think that.
I just want you to feel comfortable, my brother.
I appreciate it. I don't know, man. I was really kind of coming up with all kind of excuses for what was sort of why I wasn't going to start it just yet. And what happened was it ended up being a consistent theme for a long time.
Yeah.
And I just sang that song. I was just on my violin like, oh, I'm going to do it. You know, I'm just not ready yet. I'm going to do it. I just got to get my... Meanwhile, I was working my... You know, I was working hard. I got all this bread. I'm working 3-4 jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working at Walmart, at FedEx, at, you know, plus I'm going to school and I'm stacking bread. Boom, I give me a camera.
Yep.
Right? I'm watching so many YouTube tutorials. I go to work and I come home and I go to work some more. And I really start building my skill set in the videography space and the photography space. And then I had another like plateau. I got to a point where I'm pretty good at this camera stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm still not making my own YouTube video. Instead, what I'm doing is I'm making everybody else's YouTube video. Right? I'm making everybody else's photos for IG and stuff like that. And I kind of got into this space where I was doing freelance, which is now a production company. And I actually, you know what I'm saying? So Let's I did go. Grow that, which was dope. But what I always really, really, really wanted to do is I really wanted to build this kind of personal brand. I really wanted to tell my story. I really wanted to, like, you know, reach through the screen and you know, just have conversations with all these different people and help them who are, like, you know, they don't know what kicks to buy. They don't have money, but they're trying to be fresh, and they don't know how to do it. Well, I can show you how to do that, too.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
even
fine.
You know, even plans to expand outside of fashion. Let's talk about hygiene. Let's talk about hair. Let's talk about self-care. Let's talk about confidence.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how we engage with women and how to build, you know, great relationships with people and stuff and how to have a good interview. You know what I'm saying? And different things like that. And I've always wanted to do that, but I just couldn't hit that record button.
Hey.
And it was so frustrating for me, but I just ended up getting to a point where I said to myself that I'm willing to start so many projects that aren't my YouTube channel.
Right.
Why?
You were nervous. Like, you were evading. You were dodging. You were ducking it. That's why. You were ducking something that your real passion is, man. Like, and a lot of time people do that. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't want to fail in that passion. And that's just human nature.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, look, me and Darian, we done ducked around so many things, but we so used to now just saying, fuck it, let's do it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we just,
I mean,
you just
talking,
do it.
Yeah, you're talking to two people that we don't produce 2 comedy albums.
Yeah.
We didn't know what the hell we was doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And off the strength of that, the second one debuted at number 1 on the comedy charts.
Yeah.
In iTunes.
Yeah.
So that's wild. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
so
that's crazy in itself.
That's why,
like,
that's why you didn't do your thing. You know what I mean? But that's normal though. You know what I mean? Like, that's normal. That's growth. You know what I mean? But like the fact that you understood it, and
it
I'm
is
sorry.
Normal.
Yeah. It's normal. And if you don't go through that, then that's abnormal. You know what I mean? If you don't go through that process.
Yeah. I had to reevaluate my relationship with fear. And not just fear, but I had to reevaluate my relationship with failure.
That's deep. What time stamp is this?
Failure was such a negative thing for me.
Okay.
It is sometimes. I'm getting better at it. That's a work in progress for me.
Yeah.
I do not like to lose.
Hey.
I do not like to lose.
Boy.
I play to win.
Boy,
you know what I'm saying?
Say that.
I play to win. I want to be the best. You know what I'm saying? I play to win,
bruh.
And I just, I was building like the perfect silver bullet to take down that werewolf. You know what I'm saying? Like I was crafting the perfect bullet.
You was ready to pull that thing out on him, huh? I see you. He's ready to pull that thing out on him, boy.
Hey, Double, I think what people could take away from this part of your story and this part of your journey is that, like you say, you wrestle with fear a lot, you know what I mean? And sometimes fear and failure can be your, not necessarily your enemy, but they can be an ally at times, because that is the fuel that drives you to be better. That's right. The fuel that drives you to put your head down in the books and gain this knowledge so that you won't have to go through the failure. But sometimes, ultimately, sometimes you got to go through a little bit of failure to grow. You got to go through a little bit of a storm, you know what I'm saying, to know how to navigate that rough water, you know, when you experience it.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's crazy, man, because fear is like, it's real touchy with some people. You know what I'm saying? It could be a deterrent. And it could be a motivator at the same time. That's why I think fear is a very unique thing, you know, that people have to deal with and through life.
You could be
deathly afraid of something, but you can use that as fuel to like overcome a lot of things. But some people ain't built like that. You know
no, man. You know right. what? You know the crazy thing is, and just listen to what you said, man, because that I never thought about it. I guess in that sense, you had to come to terms with that fear. Like that's crazy to hear. Like I don't know why we talk about it so often, but like just hearing it verbalized, it hit different.
Yeah.
And you know what I thought about? You know what I thought about? If it's something that you fear, and I'm not talking about like a fear of heights or a fear of bungee jumping shit like that. You know, I'm not talking about it. If it's like an entrepreneurial type of thing that you fear, that's probably what you should do. Like, and when you think about that, that's probably where your energy should go, is where you fear things. And like a lot of, man, we fear a lot of things over here at Be Positive Productions. And I think part of our success is the fact that we go after that fear. You know, we said countless times, Darren, how many times people told us you shouldn't do a podcast, you shouldn't do a video, the video should only be 20 minutes long. Cancel it all together. We're not gonna do the album. But every time we like, nah, I think we want to do that. You know, like I think we gonna try it. We gonna try it. You know what I'm saying? And every time, bro, it has worked out. And that's what it sounds like happened to you, man. I want you to tell the people the good news, because that's what like this is where I want y'all to listen up, people. This is where his fear, his grapple with fear, has brought him with this YouTube channel. Go ahead.
It's crazy, man. I launched my first YouTube video, my very first video, and I'm over 10,000 views and counting. I gained about 250 to 350 views a day over across the whole channel. And that single video is just, it gets like 100 views a day. It's so crazy to me. And more so than the views, though, it's the comments.
Yeah.
I don't know none of these cats. And they hit me up. Buddy hit me up and he says, for the guys who are developed in the leg area, right?
Wow.
He's like, for the guys who need a little more room in the seat, what size do I need to get? Or what kind of clothes are you recommending? Something like that. And then I was just like, wow, these dudes is really like, you know, they really, you know,
man,
they watched the video, saw me as, you know, someone that they could go to and you know, have these kind of conversations with. We developed that relationship. I gave him some of my advice on that. I played sports, I hooped, you know, we were squatting and doing track and all that. So I could relate, you know what I'm saying? And now he's coming back every video, and he's like, yo, I really love your content. You've been putting me on, and I actually went and purchased this and purchased that. I'm impacting, like, buyer's decisions. I got a guy from Germany who loves the content, and he's always coming back and watching the videos. It's the comments that are really just blowing me away, that people are in the comment section like, yo, you're gonna have 100K in a year. Like, look, how are you this low key on YouTube? But this is the highest quality video that I've ever seen on YouTube. And you know, it's just really crazy to see that people are really supportive of, you know, other videos and they messing with the content. I really can't believe it. I'm always
believe it.
I screenshot every time.
Believe it.
Yeah, believe it, man.
You here?
When you supposed to be somewhere? Yeah, when you supposed to be somewhere? That's how it is.
That's exactly how it is. Yeah.
And you like, man, like, I would have never thought that so much positivity or so much good can come from this particular thing that I was holding back on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you, in the back of your mind, you might even be like, man, like, I'm not even the best, like, fashion, like, YouTube person that's out here because I'm looking at this dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at that dude and I want to be like him. It was something I used to tell Dario in comedy. Like, Dario would see people that was on the scene in Chicago and he'd be like, man, I was chopping it up with this person. Like, man, I was like amazed. I'm like, bro, you just as good.
Yeah.
They amazed when they talk to you.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same thing. What you mean? It's the same thing. And it's like, it's the same thing. Like, look at you, man. You hit, I scrolled up to your videos. Damn, I'm working like 10,000 views on this first one. Like, this is going crazy. Then I'm looking at the other ones. Like, 2,000. Yeah, I'm like, oh, 2,000. Yeah. I'm like, oh, he going nuts. Like, you know what I'm saying? But when you supposed to be somewhere in that moment, you going to thrive. Thrive. And if there's no, it'll take you off guard because you right now, you just like, oh, I'm in my basement and I have my shoes on the wall and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, let me tell y'all something about Anwar. Let me tell y'all something about Anwar. This is how hard he worked and how committed he is to himself. He don't even have a bed in his room.
Wow.
No bed in the room.
You ain't got no bed?
Am I lying?
Nah, he not lying. You know, I needed a studio to make this happen. And I had a really nice bed. But it was taking up too much space. And I said, I gotta get my lighting equipment in here. I gotta get my audio. I gotta soundproof the wall so it's no echo. This bed gotta go. I'm gonna have to sleep on the couch until I get how I live. So I went in, we got like a little pull-out couch, and I gotta add so much foam to the bed every night. This pull-out couch. Just so I can get some good sleep, man.
Talk about commitment, man.
Yeah, that's a grind.
Talk about commitment.
That's a grind. But you know what? Nothing great has ever come by somebody that slacked. You know what I mean? So, look, I mean, there's sacrifices that people like you make, you know, entrepreneurs make that go unnoticed, man. And a lot of people, they see the end result. And this is an old thing. People know, we know this. This is kind of a cliche statement, but, you know, people see the end result and they don't understand. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of history behind it that goes behind whatever they see, man. So, man, shout out to you, bro. Like, it's a lot, man. Like, I can go on and on about the shit that we done in the background that people don't realize, man. It's tough.
No, but D made a good point about just kind of like being where you supposed to be, and you'll just feel it, you know. And I definitely kind of came into this, and I was like, I'm at that. I've humbled myself. I've come to terms with that failure is a part of success.
Yeah.
You know, and that there are certain sacrifices that I gotta make. And you know what? We gonna get 20 views a video for however long we gotta grind that out until we see this grow. And I'm okay. And I kind of got on my knees and was like, you know what I'm saying? That's how it's gonna be. That's how we rolling with it. We gonna see the shine on the other end. We just gotta stick it out and stay down. The marathon continues.
Hey. Let's go. Let's go.
I make the first video, and then it just went crazy. And when he says, like, the timing is you where you're supposed to be right now, you'll just feel it. When I met D, right, we working together, and outside of that, I was building another one of those brands.
Yeah.
Again, it was this brand that I was building was a social media marketing agency. It's called Iron Sharp Media. I was a co-founder of this social media marketing agency. We work with small businesses, and we would build their brand online, and we would run Facebook ads for them and increase their sales. We booming people's numbers. But what happened was, the idea behind it was, I always wanted to do the YouTube, but I said, oh, I need a nice car. I need this crazy lifestyle. And people be like, oh, this dude got a Lambo. This dude making bread. This dude doing this and doing that. And I said, when I have that lifestyle, then I'll make the YouTube and people will be interested and want to listen to what I have to say and want to follow what I have to do. This is what I told myself.
Right.
Again, oh, I need the big fancy camera. I need the nice lenses. I was singing that song.
Yeah.
I'm building this business and I'm not loving the grind, right? When, you know, NBA players, they like practice. Like Kobe, he loved to get in the gym and get shots up.
We talk about practice.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And so for me, being in practice with that particular brand I'm getting on the phones. I'm calling up business owners. I'm emailing business owners. Hey, are you interested in my services? Are you interested in my services? I don't like it.
Right.
I do not like it at all.
Wow.
And I gotta love the grind. You know, something that because I'm not trying to be good at it. I want to be the best.
Let's go. Right? Say it.
It's a combination of playing to my strengths, what I'm naturally good at. And also just really grinding it out and loving the grind.
Bruh, come on, preach.
Being behind this computer, emailing and phone calling people, I did not like it.
Nah.
And on top of that, it was not my strong suit.
No.
That's not.
No pun intended.
You know what I'm saying?
Strong suit. Come on, man.
I wasn't gifted with those things naturally. I had to learn how to speak to these business owners and do these sort of things. It didn't come natural. The branding, however, me representing myself and you know, speaking in front of people, that I've always been. I was an entertainer since I was a little boy.
Yeah, that,
you know what I'm saying? Man. When the bucket boys got the right and I'm walking down the street with my mama and I'm six, I'm seven, I go slip out of her hand, start doing spinning on the ground and busting moves and stuff, and all of a sudden we get a crowd around us downtown. Like,
there I'm you go.
That kind of kid.
Yeah.
Just a natural entertainer.
So you know.
And so I was realizing that I learned so much about social media. I learned so much about SEO and tags and clickbait and right building these brands for other people. That when it was time, when I was ready, when I had come to terms with failure being a part of the process, when I had come to terms where how you gonna win if you ain't right within, you know what I'm saying? And I had to have some
shout out to Lauren Hill.
With people, and I go and start the channel. He's absolutely right. When it's time, you just kind of feel it. And I was like, wow, I was supposed to do that though,
man.
Yeah. I was supposed to start it now.
Yeah, Darian. Talk, Darian.
I could have started a couple years ago. But I was supposed to start it now.
Yeah.
Because my SEO is good.
Yeah.
I know what tags to use. I know how to get people to search and find me. And you know, I grow. I know my analytics. Like I'm. These are legit. I'm not spitting these random numbers out.
Yeah.
I gain about like 67 to 87 subscribers every week. It's about 100 a week, basically.
Well,
and my channel grows 750 views every 48 hours. Like, I know these numbers because I know how important analytics are. Because when I was working with my clients, this is what I was telling them was going to take them to the next level. Let's look at this information, really consume it, and see how we can use this newfound knowledge to do better next month. Get better sales next month.
Hey, look.
Right, that's what I was doing for these businesses, and now I'm doing it for me, and it's working. And I'm like, dang, you know what? I know I'm beating myself up because I'm like, oh, you should have just started it all them years ago when you first wanted to do it. Nah. It was meant to happen like this.
Darian said it all the time.
You win the moment that you're supposed to be in, man. And I love the fact that you say failure is part of the process, and you have to realize that. We got a couple of minutes before we have to get on up out of here. So let's take it to the house, man. We're gonna wrap it up, close it out. Anwar, man, we got a honey roasting for those that are watching and are watching for the first time and never heard the podcast. The honey roast is basically where we shout out we have our guest, shout out somebody that may not be on the podcast, and that has motivated them, supported them, been some type of inspiration to them throughout their journey thus far. So Anwar, go ahead, take the stage, man. It could be a couple, multiple people, but go ahead, shout out who you want to shout out.
For sure. First and foremost, I definitely want to do a big shout out to my two sisters, my older sister Imani Asante and my little sister Nia Asante. So supportive. My older sister helps me with my scripts. My younger sister, she do my hair. She do the clay mask. She makes sure I ain't looking crusty.
Get you right.
She also is my photographer and videographer.
Oh, wow.
I learned how to use that camera. I pour into her. She shoots my videos. She takes my photos. She lets me drag her to all these crazy places. So I just really appreciate them being so supportive of my dreams and allowing me to do my thing. And the last person I want to shout out is Vladimir Furville and also his brothers, Kevin Furville, Ricky Furville. These are my best friends, and we kind of transcended at the same time. They have a brand called All Things Good. And it is one of the craziest, like, luxury up-and-coming streetwear brands. Man, the quality of their stuff is unbelievable. And he and his brothers went through a similar thing that I went through, where we had to really understand that failure is part of that process. We got to be willing to put ourselves out there and take that risk. And they winning right now. They sold out of their first collection, and they got a new collection dropping very soon, early October. So All Things Good, you guys should check them out. Definitely been inspiring me. I love what they got going on over there.
That's love. That's love.
That's love. Man, well, hey, Anwar, look, I'm going to tell you one thing. There's two things. We need your help getting this, our channel, our YouTube channel for the podcast. Get it off the ground, okay? All right, my brother. That's thing one.
We
need you.
We can talk about that.
Let's talk about it. And then thing number two, man. I either need you to get me right or prove to people that I'm right in the size of my shirt. I'm tired of these motherfuckers talking crazy out here, talking about that I be wearing shirts too small. I'm trying to tell them I got muscles and I'm in the right shirt, but they trying to hate on me, and I need you, since you got all the fashion expertise, I need you to let them know they wrong, all right? That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say about it.
No comment on that one.
Hey, that's a
reason. Listen, man. We about to get on up out of here. I'm going to give y'all my final thoughts. And then we're going to have Anwar plug his channel and everything. Final thoughts for myself. Man, all I can say to you, A-Double, man, is I'm proud of you, man. And keep pushing. You know I got your back, man, for whatever. I'm here to support you 100%, man. When I just saw you, you know, doing your thing and getting comfortable in your element, man, I was like, man, I told Dario I had a bunch of people that I kind of want to have on, because we like to explore people outside of comedians and just young people, man, and people that's doing, like, something and trying to make their own dreams come true and creating their own lane, as we like to say.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, let's put my boy A-Double on, man, because he doing his thing, and I'm proud of you, man, and that's like a big brother, like I said to little brother, man. It's good to see you shine, man. And you just keep doing your thing and keep having the hand on your shoulders that you got, man. And just stay positive, man, because it's all going to work out for the greater good in the long run. And people, if you watching and you listening, or you listening, failure is part of the process, y'all. It ain't going to always be peaches and cream around here. But you got to go through some shit to get to what you want. So don't be fearful, man. Don't be fearful. Just jump.
Yeah.
Just jump. It's okay to take a risk, and it's okay to fail and go back to the drawing board, figure out how you can correct it and do better. You know what I'm saying? But you can't be scared, man, because we only get one life. We only get one life, so you got to do something with it.
One life.
Especially if it's something that you love and it's your passion and you love what you're doing, man. You'd rather be doing something that you love for the rest of your life and maybe fail at a couple of tips and then go back, retool, restructure, and rebuild, and then get better. Yeah. Instead of doing something that you don't like all your life, you'd be miserable. You know what I'm saying? So that's my 100%. Take. Go ahead, D.
Man, another great chapter. Again, Anwar, man, I truly appreciate you being on. There are so many things that we could have sat here and chopped it up, because honestly, a lot of the stuff you just said right now, and this is the first time we ever talk. I want people to understand this is the first time we ever talk. A lot of stuff that he said, I just said a couple days ago. You know what I mean? And it's crazy to hear. And all I took from it was, I'm on the right track. You know what I mean? I'm on the right track then. I can't be the only one thinking like this. If he thinking like this, we got to be on the right track doing this. So, man, look, bro, I'm glad. I'm so glad to meet you, man. I'm glad that you said it, man. Failure is a part of the process, man. And people, whatever you fear the most, if you got a craft, if you got an art, you got a skill, you got a talent, whatever it is, if you fear going after it, that's what you should be doing. That's what we just proved tonight, man. And I hope y'all appreciate it. Everybody listening out there, man, go after your dreams, man. Go after your dreams, man. Anwar, tell the people where they can find you, my man. Where can they find you? Where can they support you?
Catch me on IG, Anwar_Asante, and catch me on YouTube, man, Anwar Asante. Just search it up. I come right up, fortunately.
Yes, so, sir.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you guys for real, always. The marathon continues.
The marathon continues.
Be positive.
Be positive. Sir. Say that. Yes, what's sir. Up? Be positive. Y'all heard the man.
Be positive. Yeah, everybody that's watching, just be looking out. We'll post up sometime this week. YouTube link of Anwar's latest video, so you guys can go watch it, and then you know where you could go subscribe on YouTube. And we gonna actually plug some other past guests this week. This gonna be the plug it week, so you might see some of Darius up there.
For sure.
Greetings by Jenny up there, of course. Y'all already know what time it is.
Yes, sir.
We gonna post up this week with past guests and what they doing and keeping up with them. You know
Got
what
it.
I'm saying? But Dario, go ahead and take us home, baby boy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We out of here. But before we go, I do have this graphic, y'all. Again, if y'all like us, you love us, you want to keep us growing, you want to see us get to 10,000, y'all go ahead, subscribe, and listen to us on all the platforms you see on the screen right there, man. Rate, please. Please, we trying to be like Anwar, y'all, man. Like, this is we trying to be like Anwar, man. But on that note, man, we got to get out of here. Thank y'all for listening to another dope chapter. I hope y'all go run this one back, man. It's got some nuggets in there, man. Go follow this brother, man. Again, I'm here for my boy Anwar. I'm here for Darian. I'm your man Dario. Y'all stay up, be positive, man. I hope y'all have a great weekend, or whenever you listen to us, y'all have a great day. Peace out, y'all.